I'm just looking at the room, and it's like a cacophony of beverages around the room. It's like
quite the assortment.
I have two. You have two. The guest has one. Angel's got two. Allie's got a giant cup. She's got a big gulp. And Bobby, how many do you got? One, two, six. So there's quite a few drinks in the building today. And I mean, it's like water, coffee, Coca-Cola, Baja Lemonade. Blast, tea, Izzy drinks, Dasani sparkling water. It's the Lousy Weather Media Main Show, episode 216. I'm Sean Ast.
Slim.
Bob Capart.
We have Allison in the corner today. Hello. Say hello. And then we also have Angel. Go ahead, check your mic. Say check 1, 2.
Check 1, 2.
Okay, it's not working. Go ahead, try it again.
Check 1, 2.
I'm sure. Is it on?
We constantly have this problem.
Yeah.
Is it on?
Sounds like it went off there.
It's recording something, so.
All right.
Talk to me again.
Because I had it working before.
Hello.
Oh, my God. Ow. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. And then our guest today is, so the word on the street is that you are a roast king, like a roast master, a roast machine.
I guess. I'm the current champion, so right now I have
that. All right. So we have guest Kyle Honhorst here today. Let's say hello.
What's going on, guys?
So,
and ladies.
Like I said, you are a roast champion is the word on the streets for you. Well, I mean, you are actually the physically champion.
Yes, yes. I have a title belt and everything.
Yes, I was just about to ask.
I should have fucking brought it.
You should have, yeah.
I didn't think about it, but...
We do have that problem. We've had wrestling champions. We've had all kinds of champions come here, and none of them bring their belts except for the boxing champion.
I'm staying in North Hill tonight, so like, I didn't want to leave it in my car. So.
Hey, you might have lost it.
Pawned for $2.
So that's the ad hominem tax show belt you're carrying now, right?
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo, I know. I remember when Sam LaTourette was the champion and he was running around taking nude photos with it and stuff like that. Is that something you're into?
I haven't taken any nudes with it yet. But I still have it.
Mm-hmm.
I got an actual belt, like leather. Yeah. Spider Jones bought a real one, so I'm the first one to have like an actual not shitty piece of cardboard. But
I do
still
remember.
The same. I mean, it's the title. It's,
it looks good.
What is it made of?
It's like a fucking like a.
I was about to say, does it? It looks leather and
it's
silver
plated.
Like
the TV championship, you know, it's not like really nice, but it's like
as long
it's
as it doesn't look like the Divas belt, we're fine.
Yeah,
the butterfly on it.
Ugh, gross.
No, it's sweet. It's sweet.
So now you've been how long have you been doing the roast battles up there?
What I'm 7 or 8 of them I've done now, and that's it. I mean, I've only done them here in Cleveland.
So have you been? Are you the defending champ? Or
yeah,
are you,
yeah. I guess the belt went vacant, and they had a tournament over the summer.
So you had to defeat vacant for it.
Yeah, I went dark horse into a fucking tournament. So nobody had any idea who I was.
Yeah,
and so it was sweet. It was fun.
So I want to say I saw you at the Funny Stop. Jesus, I can't remember what it was. It was the contest finals when Tim Wolf won.
Oh Jesus! Yeah, that was the last time I was there.
So it was like towards the beginning. Towards the beginning of the year. So, and I think I might have been the one guy in the back, maybe laughing like super hard. If you're saying you ate dick, I thought you did well, and I remember laughing your whole set. So you probably heard nothing except for one guy in the back going.
I heard Tim Wolf. I remember Tim Wolf distinctively laughing at one joke. And I was like, you know what? That solidifies it for me.
I was sitting next to
Tim. Tim thinks it's funny. It's fucking funny.
I was sitting next to Tim. I'm trying to remember. I remember you did have kind of like an off-kilter set that night.
It was about duck rape, actually.
That's what it was. Okay.
Yeah, they're notorious rapers.
So you were and nobody wants to hear like their love of ducks be destroyed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're on stage. You're on stage saying, "Yeah, Daffy Duck, that's a rapist. Donald Duck, that's a rapist."
Yeah. Well, I had pet ducks like in college. I kind of lost a bet, and I was like, "Yeah." My buddy was saying like my grandma had a pet duck, and I was like, "Oh, bullshit."
Mm-hmm.
He's like, "No, seriously." So I like researched it, and I was like, "Oh, no shit, you can get a pet duck."
Yeah.
So I went like Tractor Supply Plus. They were selling them around Easter, and I was like, "I'm gonna fucking get a duck. I'm gonna go get a duck." So I went to buy one, and they were like, "You got to buy 6, or else they'll die because they gotta like huddle and sleep together."
Okay.
So I was like, "Oh fuck!" And they were like, how much is that? And they're like, $20 for six ducks. And I was like, oh,
yeah, you're like, all right, I got six ducks. That. It yeah, is. Yeah, all right, cool.
So we had a bunch of ducks, and then I got drunk and fell on one.
Yeah,
and so we had five ducks.
And that I was about to say, I remember
100% true.
I remember in this set, as soon as you're like, and I fell on one of the ducks, and I'm going, and like the room just kind of was like, oh, really? You're like, I mean, I'm trying to tell you, it sucked, but yeah, but that's a. I wasn't completely sure. I wanted to get the.
It's just a sentence you don't hear that often. And then what? I fell on my pet duck.
And then I fell on my pet duck.
What happened to the rest of the half dozen ducks?
Yeah. Okay.
They died because there wasn't the other one to keep them warm anymore.
They were grown. They were grown. No. What it was,
I'm joking.
I gave them to a friend who had a farm, and then he just slaughtered and ate three of them. Like,
wow.
Off the
right off the bat.
Like, it's a farm, so they don't care. They,
yeah.
You know.
Hey, that's good
and
roast
then there was
material.
Two ducks. There was two ducks left, and then one got killed by a coyote. Mm-hmm. And then there was one duck that lived in a chicken coop with all the chickens, and they were beating the shit out of him. And eventually, now it's still alive, and it's the king of the fucking chickens. And they
hell yeah.
Yeah! So one of them is still alive till this day.
That's awesome.
I check on him periodically.
What's up?
Yeah, wow. Tough.
Did you name them? Like, was there that. Like Quackers and Bill and
no,
stuff
was,
like that.
We had one we called it LeBron Duck, and that
LeBron
was the
duck.
Alpha male, and it was actually female, but that's the one that we're saying is alive. You can't tell them apart.
Yeah, they're all the same.
King of the chickens is female, so that's all I guess.
That is true. So the female duck rules the roost, man.
I can't really slam the ducks.
I was hoping that would incur silence.
It's the title of this episode, yeah.
The female duck rules the roost.
But are all chickens female?
What's up? Chickens.
So
yeah,
they're...
That's, yeah. Those, yeah.
They're all. All
right. So let's move on. We recorded an album this past Friday.
We did.
And it was like, we did, you know Dwayne Duke, Kyle Honhorst?
No, I don't know Dwayne personally.
So we,
I know who he is.
We've been friends with Dwayne for a while, and we periodically would run shows out of our basement, and Dwayne headlined one of those, and we did a record for him off of it. So it's been about 2 years since then, so we were like, amped up to do another one. So we got the Rialto Theater in Akron. Have you ever been there?
Oh, I was planning on coming to the show, and I got way too drunk.
So the place is beautiful. We had a nice marquee out front. Good crowd that was really fucking into Dwayne. It was cool. Like, they hear, because I recorded the crowd and everything, so it was cool to hear fucking the reaction. Like woo! And you're like, these people are wooing. They're not just like, oh, yeah.
They're not booing. So
they're also not booing. But, so, you know, you can get a pretty, like, I've seen crowds, like, when you're like, all right, here comes your headliner, Dwayne Duke. And everybody's like, yeah. And then fucking he's got to walk upstairs and shit. And by the time he's on stage, it's just silent. I'm sure you've seen that at shows 100 times. So it was good to hear crowd fucking into it. When he's up on stage, he's like, woo, Akron, and they're still fucking cheering and shit. So it was exciting.
How much did you hear Dylan on the recording?
Not at all. There was this one guy, though. He watched me set up mics around the room, this one guy, and then fucking he's like, I'm literally going to have to mute one of the mics.
Oh, the big dude.
What big guy?
In the Ohio State shirt or the hoodie that Dwayne called out?
Not at all. Okay. This was some guy. It was some other guy. A tall guy with gray hair.
He wanted to ride
with all the comedians there. This was a funny story. Okay. So apparently this guy contacted all the comedians like, I want to ride with you there. And they all ignored him.
Like they were all carpooling.
But he came anyway, and he was really nice to everybody. And he shook hands with everybody after their sets and congratulated them and shit like that. But he was watching me set up mics, so he sat by one mic, like literally right under it. And I swear he had to have been going, ha! Ha ha ha! The whole fucking time.
I heard him. Yeah, yeah.
So it was pretty funny.
This wasn't the same guy at the bar who, when TM was out there, yelled "anal."
No,
that was Sean.
Anal.
No,
anal was actually Grant from the Keeping It 99 podcast on our network, which was pretty funny. Like Grant's standing there, and TM's like, "What's the most searched porn term?" And fucking Grant goes, "Anal."
That was like, it's everyone's quiet while they're trying to think of the most perverse thing or like weirdest thing you can Google, and as you can hear a pin drop, just
if you've opened up Pornhub in the past fucking 2 months, it's step siblings and
shit. Oh yeah, for sure. I want to watch this, but fucking, it's too weird.
That's like that's all that anytime.
That picture looks good, but that caption. Ooh.
I'm not watching it without the sound off. That's fine.
Right.
And it's weird because people had me thinking this was a me thing for a while. They were like, "Oh no, that's your cookies, man." I was like, "No, it's not my cookies.
Not at all.
I'm in private browsing. It's not my cookies.
I don't want my own phone to know what I'm doing."
So yeah, it's like I need to. And then yeah, everything was fucking. Everything is stepbrothers and stepsisters now.
Yeah, it's weird. Or like stepmoms. Mm-hmm. Which I guess that's
stepmom, stepdaughters.
A little better, I guess. My parents are married, so I don't know what that's like. So maybe
Freudian slim over there.
A Freudian slim. Slim before the show asked us what a Freudian was, and
Freudian
so
slip.
Didn't know.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Well, it's like you. So Freud, we did it earlier. Freudian slip
unintentional error in regard of revealing subconscious feelings.
So there was a doctor named Freud, and this is named after him, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I mean, probably.
So, but it's like, say you say something like, say, I'm trying to tell you, oh, I love Slim, but I accidentally say I hate Slim because subconsciously I actually do hate Slim. You know what I mean?
Right,
so
right.
That's the Freudian slip. Like, I meant to go, I love Slim. So I'd be like, I love Slim.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, or Freudian like, slip there.
If you're banging somebody and you mean to call out their name, but you call out the name of the other person you're really thinking about.
Oh, because we were talking about porn, so I thought it was like some kind of weird sex thing. I was like, I'm pretty virgin. I've been to dark alleys, but I don't fucking know what this it's when Freudian slip is.
Well, you pull out and just shove it right in her butt.
Yeah.
That's his only move performed in Austria. You cannot do it in America.
That's awesome. The Freudian slip. You gotta look that up.
Combine that with the Sandy Pelican and mold.
Yeah. Man, yeah. See, the Sandy Pelican is a real one.
Yeah. That one's...
Where apparently you. Damn. See, Kyle.
I listen to
the episode I listened to.
Sandy Pelican.
Yeah, yeah. Actually,
you guys told me what that was.
That
earlier.
Fucking
sweet.
Dude.
Yeah. This podcast is so informative. I love it.
Dip in the sand and then jam it.
You didn't rewire us under education.
I wasn't bullshit.
That's awesome.
Today I learned.
Yeah. The more you know.
I remember right before we started, I was like, I'll just tell that story on the podcast. Oh, I don't have deodorant on right now, which I'm starting to smell.
I thought that was Bob.
No, it's me. I'm starting to smell it, so I'm going to put it on after the segment. But so when I was at the show Friday, this is where I was going with that, and I'm like, all amped up. I'm like, yeah, and I'm hooking up my fucking console in the little sound room, and I'm running 50 foot of mic cable, fucking two of them down the stairs.
Literally running.
Yeah, setup. I'm running it and tying them up over my elbow and shit. So I'm setting up all these mic cables, and then I finally like go to set up the mic stands and put mics on them, and I go, oh, I don't have deodorant on. Like, as soon as I put the fucking microphone up there, I was like, I smell terrible right now. Like, I smell like chicken noodle soup.
It's 2 days this week, dude.
Chicken noodle soup without the carrots. That's what I smell like.
Well,
the carrot to cover the stench.
So, yeah, but Angel came to the rescue. I texted
you can
her.
You tell if carrots are in chicken noodle soup or not by the smell.
By the smell, yeah.
Yeah.
I do. If I walk into a room, I could tell, oh, you got some carrots up in that. Yeah, yeah. That's Progresso, not Campbell's.
Sean brings his own to restaurants.
Very handy skill, of course.
Yeah, I need to know. My nose will tell me. But anyway, so Angel brought me deodorant. And
thanks, Angel.
Yeah, so it was kind of a lifesaver because I was like, what am I going to do? And I was like, well, Angel kept asking to help. I was like, and then I was in such a rush that I didn't even like give her any money or offer. Like, I was just
are they going to say you didn't even put the deodorant on?
No, I did. That'd be awesome. But no, I was just like, thanks. And I was like, ran back upstairs. But yeah, so Angel, thank you. Do you want $3.29? You had to spend at a gas station for that deodorant?
More like $3.99.
$3.99. Like, it was like $2.
Don't worry, I'm writing it off. It's fine.
Charge interest, too, because this was Friday. It's been a few days.
Yeah, I'm good.
So,
damn.
You get that same deodorant.
I just needed that on-air shout-out about
for a dollar. Yeah, Angel has has been she has been giving me shit lately for not crediting her for things.
That's true. That's
hey, I ran to the fucking gas station. You want me to pay for gas station prices for deodorant?
So it was convenient. $3.99 That means it was like $4.26 I know my tax math.
Whatever.
Are you drinking out of one of the thermos covers from like a Smurfs?
Yes, I am drinking out of a thermos cummer.
Zing! We have a new champion.
Ah, that's funny.
She got the bell.
I should have just brought it. We could just pass it around
all night. Yeah,
yeah, that's funny. Yeah, I would never get it. Remember my joke earlier? There was just silence after it. Yeah. When I said that duck thing. Yeah. Anyway, what were you? So you did the roast battle this past weekend, right, Co?
Yeah.
So now I've never been to one of the ad hominem roast battles. I've listened to ad hominem podcast. I know Jeremy. I know Chris. I know Jordan Patrick at the door. So I know Sam LaTourette. What's the business that goes into this? Like, what's your mental preparation? Like, right now you kind of look like 8 Mile. Like, you're wearing the gray sweater and the beanie. You look like you're ready to go in there and like at the bottom of St. Andrew's Hall and fucking spit it out.
Palms are sweaty. Mom's spaghetti.
Except instead of rabbit, his name is Duck.
Yeah. So.
No, I guess like every month, I'm like, okay, this is who you're going up against. And now it's Logan Rishaw. So
that's going to be your next contender?
Yeah. I beat him in the championship of the tournament. Mm. So it's our second go around.
Okay. Oh. So because you won it from vacant, so this guy's going to get his rematch. His number one contender.
He did a number one contender match. Mm-hmm. So we're going to we already kind of know each other. I mean, we didn't talk. Like, the biggest problem, like, I don't know Sam or, like, Tabitha real well. So it's just like writing jokes off of what I could.
I was about to say, is that kind of the thing where
I talked to people more. Like, yeah. I've reached out, like, you guys, Mike does a show, Calhoun on the network.
Yeah.
Like, Mike reached out to me and was like, hey, is there anything off limits? Do you have any questions?
Yeah.
But that was like the only person. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I talked to Logan about it. I said, well, let's go get a beer, you know?
Yeah.
So we can actually, like, work because at the end of the day, it's almost like it's like wrestling to an extent. Like, I don't really give a shit for winning. Like, I just want to have the best show of the night. Like, so I don't know. So, like, I'll spend like a month just like jotting shit down, and then the week before the show, I'll put together a fucking,
like, you can put it towards, or
well,
is
no
it
it's
more,
one person, so you know. Oh, but so I'll just kind of like sort out what I got, and then now that I'm a champion, I get a main event bout where it's 3 rounds, so there's a lot more writing involved than just like the 5 jokes.
Because even those, well, I was about to say, those 3 rounds could end up a tie, which is only going to happen if, is it judges or crowd?
It's all crowd.
Okay, so it could end up in a tie then.
Sure,
so,
yeah.
All right, so I was about to say, it's 3 rounds, it could end up in a tie. And I'm like, that's the point of 3 rounds, is that it can't end up in a tie. The applause is equal, they'll be like, okay, sudden death, one more joke.
You know what I mean?
And you got to be fucking, if you didn't have that one written, you're fucked.
Yeah. So,
and your sudden death has got to be good.
I usually have a couple in the bag.
But they got to be good enough that you can. That sounded like a rap song.
Yeah. Couple in the bag.
He kind of has a rap voice too. It reminds me of like Ghostface Killer, Action Bronson type. Oh, yeah.
Is it?
I got a couple in the bag.
I got a couple in the bag.
I'm the champ. No one taking my belt.
Champ is here. I got it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It was fun. My brother was over here earlier. He brought over a bunch of CDs that were blank that I had burned them over the years, or he had burnt. Like, we didn't know what they were. They're just CDs that didn't have anything written on them.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go through it and see what kind of shit there is. And like, I'm putting on a couple. I'm like, oh, this is stuff I made. I remember making this song and this and that. Then I get to a CD and I'm like, what the fuck is this? He gets 30 seconds in and he goes, that's T.I. trap music. I was like, what? Like, where the fuck did you just like randomly download and burn T.I. trap music from 2003? Like he probably burned it in like 2010. Like you, I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one that thought this was weird. But I just
How do we that even come? Where did that even transition?
We're from going. I have no idea. But we're going through death metal songs. It's like death metal song after death metal song. You know what I mean?
And
it's
a
like,
rubber band man.
And then all of a sudden, yeah, I was like gauze and clothes. You know what I mean? Or whatever the fuck. 20 files. Okay. So yeah, but it was just also weird that he fucking was like, oh, it's T.I. trap music. It's like, wow, man. But fair I guess enough. I could do the same thing with like I don't know, Young Jeezy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, do you listen to the rap music?
Yeah, Kyle? Yeah. Look at the fucking stocking cap. Yeah.
You got
No, I listen to whatever. Like, I was listening to fucking Adele later earlier today. So, I mean, like, it's just very weird. So, I don't really know what I'm
my new
to.
My new favorite rapper, I just heard of him yesterday. His name is Weegee Mac. And, he was a part of a group called Swagtoof, and it's
with an F.
Yeah, Swagtoof, and that was a song I've been playing all day. That's schools.
Is it because it sounds like in wrestling when they go toof?
Maybe get yeah toof.
Is that what you like him?
No.
Okay. All right. Never mind.
But yeah, so Weegee Mac though, it's my new trap. You listen to the trap rappers with the triplets is what I'm getting at. The people that are just like. What you gonna tell us? I'm the motherfucker getting lettuce. Motherfucker. You know what I mean? That type of shit. With the A. Go ahead. Help me out, Slim.
Hey. Hey.
Can't keep my dick in my pants. Hey.
Oh, I thought I was doing the A.
I don't remember the rest of the song.
I'm gonna be true as your man.
Hey.
Can't keep my dick in my pants.
Hey.
My bitch don't love me no more.
Hey.
She keep me on I'm like, bro.
Hey. So rap music sounds like that, basically.
Nah, I guess I listen to hip hop. I listen to hip hop.
No, not at all.
That's like fucking sorority girl treadmill music.
You want to hear some Wu-Tang Clan or something like that.
Okay. Somebody writing some stuff.
Check
you know?
Out my gravel pit.
So,
what
Kyle,
the hell
I'm
was
curious,
that?
If you specialize in disses, what are your favorite disses from rap songs?
Okay,
do you have
that's a good question.
Oh, there's that... I wrote a joke. There's that Childish Gambino song, mm-hmm. Bonfire.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he says, like, make the beat and murder it, Casey Anthony. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, listening to the song, and I was like, I got to write a Casey Anthony joke. Right? So, like, I'll hear stuff like that in a song, and I'll be like, okay, I'm going to jot that down and just kind of go from there.
You're never, like, tuning into the Ether or what? Or was it that the Nas song?
Stillmatic, yeah.
Yeah, so, you got to listen to those old school diss jams and shit. Because that's kind of what the roast battling is, right?
Yeah, to an extent. Yeah, I guess. It's like a rap battle, I guess, but you're up there.
It's comedy's adversion to
so
rap.
So what's
battles.
Your favorite rap beef of all time? Between two rappers?
I don't really give a shit. Like, I'm not involved. Like, it's not going to touch me personally.
Oh, man. See,
Biggie Tupac, I mean, it was
there
amazing,
you go.
I mean,
and it murdered
Jay-Z,
people.
I was like, I like them all. T.I., Lil Flip, that was fucking stupid. Lil Flip, what are you doing, dude? You made that
That's
Game
awesome.
Over Nintendo Beat song and that was
yeah. Lil punk. Flip. The only thing I remember from Lil Flip is he's on a Chameleon Air song and it's like the worst verse ever. He's like, when I got diamonds, I let my chain hang. Something, and the same thing. And you're just like, wow, this is bad. But
he's
it's popular.
Game over.
Game
flip,
over.
Flip. That's all I know he does.
That's awesome. So I did want to ask also, we were talking about the roast battles, and I know, I forgot what I said. I was trying to dial it up in my head, forgot what I was thinking about. But anyway, I got it. What I wanted to ask was, like, now that roast battling is, like, Comedy Central appropriate nowadays, does that make sense? Like, it's
sure.
They have a roast battle TV show, and it's
you know what I mean.
So it's like it's become more mainstream, I guess. What I'm asking, since that's happened, do you feel like it's kind of taken you out of it, or did you just only get into it as it started booming nowadays?
Well, I was like the roast, but like I was mm-hmm. like I'd always like they did like the roast of Pete at the Funny Stop.
Yeah.
And like Marv was setting it up and I was like, dude, I would love to do this. Mm. And he was like, yeah, you and every other comic, thanks. I'm sure you would be great at it.
I've always wanted to do that style of show.
So like once like I was emailing like Chris and Ryan for like a year before they even put me on the show.
Mm.
Like when they started running it in Cleveland, I was like, can I get on? And they're like, who are you? I'm an Akron comic and I don't get out much.
Yeah.
So I like just really was into it like from the get go. Like once I knew that these shows existed, I was like, yeah, Like, hey, I started watching it on like the Roast Masters in New York City. Like they post all their stuff on YouTube. So I watch those.
Those are like full on roasts, or are they battles?
They're battles. It's the same thing that we're doing, but they run it at the Stand. And I'm actually I email my contact. I'm going up in December, so my first major league at bat. I'm pretty excited.
Hell yeah! So nice. you're actually trying to advance in the roast battling.
Yeah,
ranks,
I guess. So I just kind of want to go and like fucking a couple days in New York will be fun anyways, and just kind of see where I stack up. Where it's not like 20 of my friends or 20 of their friends. Like I just want to go in front of a neutral crowd, really.
Right.
Because we don't have judges. And their show has judges. I'd much rather be judged.
You want to be judged?
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of being a popularity contest.
Then you take out the bringer fucking aspect of it. And
yeah,
I've definitely been accused of being a bringer for this thing. Like, but people
that's
like the show.
Point
my
of
friends
doing
like
it, yeah.
the fucking show. Like, and if I'm going to do it and they want to sell tickets, like, I'm going to tell people to come.
Yeah, because Jeremy always does a roast battle at all of his Sad Boys shows.
Yeah.
And the last one he did Marv Connor against Brett Thomas. And I think the black ladies that were drunk and think Brett Thomas is cute is the reason why Brett Thomas won. You know what I mean?
Oh,
because
sure. Home field court?
Not trying to put him on blast. They both did great.
Sure.
But I think Marv overall was like hitting them. You know what I mean? And it was like sitting there and laughing at, if you looked at it from a comedy perspective, I was like, oh, Marv killed it. Right. But there was like a crowd of people that were just like, "Oh, Brett Thomas, you curly haired boy, you look so good. Go ahead, go tell another joke, Brett. Go for it, Brett. Okay." And then he would tell his joke, and they'd be like, "Oh, Brett, God damn it, that was so good."
He is adorable.
You know,
he's
very
adorable. It's like a Squeakbillies character.
That's not shampoo. That's my meth lab.
Yeah, I remember that shit. So
take
right.
that weak shit.
So let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk more to you about your life, love, happiness, and being Kyle Hahnhorst.
Welcome to Chris Clem's Cavs Cast.
Boom shakalaka!
Non-stop 2 times a week action.
From long range.
With your host, me, Chris Clem.
He's on fire.
It's a basketball podcast devoted to the world champion Cleveland Cavaliers. And sometimes the Indians, Browns, or whatever I feel like.
With the sweet finger roll.
Featuring interviews, insightful hard-hitting commentary, characters, and comedy sketches.
Whoa, kaboom!
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. I love this game. Every Monday and Thursday on CavsCast.com or LousyWeatherMedia.com.
All the cool kids are doing it after all. And you want to be cool, don't you? I mean, come on, don't you?
Because I'm riding Double R and MJ right behind me in the race bubble.
What'd you say, Slim?
Snapping. So we ready. We out here.
Yeah. Oh, you're on Snapchat?
Yeah.
Word.
Are we live?
Yeah. On LousyWeatherMedia.com in the bottom right corner.
Just let them know.
You can just hit that little player and listen, and then the podcast goes online right afterwards. That's what we do, Kyle. We broadcast this show live for the twos of people that are listening right now.
Text my wife, it'll be three.
And then we end up putting the podcast online, and then people listen to it there. That's how it works. Apparently,
that's how they tell me.
Cool. Yeah, chocolate chip brownies with peanut butter and marshmallow.
Delish.
Not
Oreo Oblivion. I remember
they have all those things in it.
I remember making brownies when I was a kid that had like you'd make like marshmallow swirls in the brownie, right, Kyle?
Yeah.
And you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
you into this?
Right,
so
right.
You
swirls.
I
yeah.
put like marshmallow that. Swirls through the brownie.
Yeah, you like melt it down and then you drizzle it in. And
I like half brownie, half cookies.
Half brownie, half cookie.
Brookie is
I've never heard of a brookie.
You're good as fuck, dude. You haven't had one?
No. Ever? This is like a new thing for me.
Insomnia cookie.
Yeah, oh, I've had an insomnia cookie.
I got some brookies. Yeah, I bought 6 cookies from there and a fucking 2 milks, and it was $24.
God damn.
I'm with you. I did the same thing. Like, when I was like cashing out, I was like, damn, I got a cookie witch and like 2 other cookies. I think we only ate the cookie witch. I think I ate that, and then the rest of the cookies were just like trash. And I was like, I spent $24 on this. And yeah, I got a little like carton of chocolate milk. And like, yeah, those were like 35 cents at school. They charged me like $3.75.
Holy shit.
Fucking insomnia cookies.
Insomnia cookies, you're paying for atmosphere too. Because the minute you open that door and that hits your face, you're just like, oh my God, it's and one cookie smell everywhere.
It was also like 1:30 a.m.
Yeah, until they get you, you're fucking stoned. And it's like, we open at 11 p.m. till 5 a.m.
We'll deliver it to you until the wee hours of the morning, so you don't have to get up off the couch.
So, Kyle, I was doing research on you, my diligent study and research, so I, you know, texted respected comics in the game, what do you think about Kyle Hahnhorst, you know, and they said he's a lunch lady, and I was like, that's not fair, he's a fucking gift to society then.
Lunch person,
out of prison.
So, out of prison. But no, I was like, man, if you're serving like...
you got 35 cent chocolate milks?
Yeah, 35 cent chocolate milks. What, dude, see, he might be somebody that knows this. This is the only reason why I'm asking. Do you remember Chili Willy's?
I do.
No.
Chili, God damn it.
I remember.
You know, like the frozen popsicle thing?
It's like impossible to find online, though.
They served them at higher levels.
They don't exist.
Mandela effect.
Oh, see, I'm not from
See,
here,
so. I think we're in a Mandela effect because you cannot find Chili Willy.
It's not Chili Willy.
What
it's
was it called?
Chili Willy.
Chili Willy, that's what I said.
Why are you calling it Chili Willy?
I'm not. I'm saying Chili Willy.
You said Chili Willy.
I thought you meant he was pronouncing chili wrong. I was like,
oh, Chili Willy. Like, shut up.
Chili Willy.
You wanted to
do it. You want me to kill
what
them?
Are what chili are they milk? Again? I've never heard of this.
They were just like fruit punch or lemonade in like a carton, like a milk sized carton. But it was like fruit punch or lemonade or smaller. Orange drink.
They weren't the typical like 8 ounce. They were like a 4 ounce. Like
no, it was like a it was like an eight ounce. They're a little taller. Yeah, it was
again,
like
I don't know what they are.
It was like double the milk one. Like the little milk ones like this tall. So it was like double that. But yeah, it was they were like 50 cents, and it was like fruit punch or lemonade or orangeade. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you just fucking slam Chili Willy's.
They don't exist online. But if you look up, like,
I slammed Chili
like
Willy's and ate free breakfast.
Happened to those, so other people know about them too. Me and my brother used to drink them all
the
time.
They don't exist.
He has no idea.
Now, have you heard of the Mandela effect? Kyle Hahnhorst.
Look at this picture, brother.
So, the Mandela effect is like, so universes apparently, there's like parallel universes all over, and then when they crash into each other, sometimes you get things from one universe and things from others, and things disappear. And things, so,
are you
like,
going to bring up the Bernstein?
That's exactly
thing?
Where I was going with this. So there's the Bernstein Bears, or is what I always called them my entire life. Bernstein. And then you look at the titles today, and they all say Bernstein, and you're like, I thought it was Bernstein. But every title says Bernstein, and you're like, I swear it was S-T-E-I-N.
That's what I remember.
I wasn't that dumb when I was in second grade. But anyway, so
no,
that's
my teacher said Bernstein, too.
So, yeah, so there's
the
this
mirror
whole,
on the wall is my, I think that's the weirdest one.
So there's this whole thing about the Bernstein Bears where there's so many people that remember Bernstein that the explanation for it is that these two universes crashed together, and we ended up with Bernstein Bears from the parallel universe, but we all still have memories of the Bernstein. So it's like this weird thing like that. Why am I explaining this?
I don't know.
Oh, Chili Willy. Yeah. I'm like, we all have these memories of Chili Willy, but it's like there's no existence of this fucking kid, Chili Willy, dude. And there's like existence of like, you can find ads for like aspirin that was supposed to make you fucking lose weight or something in 1950. Like you find these weird ass advertisements, but you can't find no Chili Willy nowhere. And it's
What does that have to do with Chili Willy? An ad from the 50s?
I'm just saying that there's records of all these wild.
Oh, but you mean there's no.
He looked up all the records of the juices that were Chili served Willy, in the cafeteria. You can't find it.
Yeah, I can't find it, dude.
It was my favorite juice.
Chili Willy. I would stock up on Chili Willy. Like how people stock up on like Hugs, even though they taste terrible and shit.
Yeah. I would stock up on it.
Wait, who stocks up on Hugs?
People do.
Who's got Hugs in their bomb shelter?
My grandmother.
I don't want to know.
I actually got Surge bomb the other day. I was like driving down the highway and this car cut in front of me, and then they threw a Surge out their window, and I was like, Surge bomb! And like,
all right, that's fair.
Okay, so where are you from originally, Kyle?
I'm from Lima, Ohio.
You're from Lima? Okay, yes. That's where Al Snow's from.
Yes. He used to walk around in his like Zubar pants and like his
hell yeah. That's what I'm into.
Gym tank top. Like that was like everyday shit for him. Like,
hell yeah. There's Al Snow walking down the streets. Like in his Zubaz carrying a head. You're like, what the fuck?
I always see him.
So, were you a wrestling fan growing up? That's always a question. Yeah. Hell yeah. I got Ron Simmons on the table.
Did you see Ron Simmons? I did.
Damn.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's my wrestling analogy. Are you still a wrestling fan today?
Yeah. I go to AIW shows all the time.
Hell yeah, dude. So
I see Jordan. Me and Jordan normally bullshit at those shows. So
that's nice.
I don't really watch like WWE anymore, but I'll go to the independent shows and watch guys living out their dream, you know, like beating the shit out of each other with no health insurance.
Hell yeah. I have
I just respect them a lot, you know?
That's awesome.
Just like, you don't give a fuck. Like, way to do what you love.
Yeah, they're being paid $50 tonight, you know what I mean? Yeah. And beating the hell out of each other. That's fucking passion. That's what we do here. We don't make any money. We just jerk off on the internet for fun. No, I mean, that's what
we're
doing.
Risking our lives.
We're all just passion.
That's what I call this right now, is jerking off on the internet.
We'll have health insurance soon. We're going to get up there. I'll work
on the health insurance for you. But yeah. I mean,
I'll choose dental. No.
It's a passion project to jerk
this
off on the internet.
Service.
Yeah.
Tax write-off. Yeah.
My dialect has gotten a little weird. Like, I'll say things like, I'm just jerking off on the internet. And people are like, okay, that's fair. Why are you telling me that? But I'm like, oh, no, I was surfing the web, reading Twitter or something. You know what I mean? Surfing the web. That's what I was doing.
That's not what anyone thinks when you say, I'm just jerking off on the internet.
No, nobody thinks that.
No one thinks that you're like just looking up some dictionary.com words that you want to learn.
They think you're on Pornhub looking up stepmom.
I really.
Movies good one, Bob. Out.
I literally spent spent 2 days watching Mortal Kombat lore videos on YouTube.
You have a girlfriend?
I highly doubt that.
Every time I go on Zoom, I'm like, dude, Kano.
It's like, you're going to have to be the nude Simpsons.
I always wonder who's clicking on that.
Those little ads on the side.
It's so in your face. Yeah.
Now they.
I did come down and I saw Sonya Blade on the screen doing a nudality though.
Nudality.
I don't know if that was real or a myth.
What's the code
you're
for
that? So
what's the code for nudality?
You're watching so much Mortal Kombat.
ABACABB.
Yeah,
start. Okay.
But the term finish him still applies.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Okay, good. If not twice as much as before.
But yeah, I was like, I was watching the Mortal Kombat lore video, so I can explain to you, you know, Sub-Zero's timeline.
I thought you said Sub-Zoro for a second.
I did. I Freudian slipped.
Finish him, big ol' Z-slash.
Zoro's back from underneath the ice.
That's awesome. But anyway, so you're from Lima. Let's. You went to school there?
I went to high school there. And then
play sports at all?
I was on the
football
team.
You look like a football player.
I ran track and field for middle school.
Okay.
And,
you know, they used to call me the Wall.
Yeah, that was my football name.
I was just trying to meet girls. It was like the first time I was like, oh, shit, there's girls on the team.
Did you play left guard?
Oh, defensive line.
Okay.
Defensive tackle. I was a nose guard.
You're a nose
guard. Just fucking stand there and, like, if they hit you, just grab them and fall on the ground. Just make a whole pile. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You can't do anything else.
So you played defense. They called you the I don't know.
Yeah, I had no nickname.
The snake.
The snake? The most inappropriate nickname.
Yeah, the most sex out here. Yeah.
What's the exact opposite of what you would have been? The snake? Fucking rhino, elephant, you know, snake. I like it. I'll take it.
Yeah, the snake. I imagine you slithering through the line.
He snuck after quarterbacks no other.
getting the tackle. You just attacked him with the fangs.
Yeah, I guess.
Sprung up on him.
All right, so So did you have aspirations to go to Al Snow's wrestling school? I think he has a wrestling school in Lima, Ohio.
For a while, he did. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I knew where it was at. Yeah.
You could have just swang by there and learned how to take a back bump.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the case.
Wasn't
though.
In the game plan.
So how did you end up here in Northeast Ohio? How far away is Lima? Like an hour south.
Two and a half hours west.
Southwest.
It's like an hour south west. Of Toledo, hour north of Dayton. Is the best way to describe it on 75.
Okay, so what brought you to the northeast side of the state, yo?
I was living in Columbus, had a job. They offered to move me up here.
Mm-hmm.
Gave me a pay bump, and I said, yeah, I'm not making any money, so I'll move to a brand new state.
So it was all just like opportunity.
Sure.
Money-wise. Okay, yeah. So are you still with that company?
Yeah.
So that's a... So they... So how long were you in Columbus?
8-9 years.
All right.
Went to school, finished up, and then stayed down there for a while.
You go to college there?
Yeah, I went to Ohio State.
Hell yeah. The Ohio State.
The Ohio State, excuse me.
So,
don't forget that.
What year were you there?
2003 to 2008.
Right after they won the national championship.
Yeah, I was like, they won. I was like, oh, I'm going.
Hell yeah.
Okay. They're like a... partial scholarship at Toledo, and I was like, I'll just pay full money.
Okay,
and go to football games.
So, yeah, I was about to say, did you spend a lot of time going to the football games at all when you were there, or did you stay the fuck away from that?
Oh, no, dude, I loved it.
You went?
I worked for the TV station there, the sports station there.
Oh, yeah. So you were covering the football.
So I had press passes and everything, yeah. I was on I don't know how familiar you guys are with Ohio State football.
I mean, loosely.
Yeah, there was like a huge game of the century, 1-2, Ohio State versus Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I had press pass for that, and it was amazing. Like, I was on the field for the whole game.
And that was probably...
We won, we went to the national title, and then got slaughtered.
When was that, 2004 or 5?
Yeah,
or after
five.
That, 5? Yeah. So, I was about to say, I feel like I slightly remember that, because I remember people painting signs in their yard, even around here, like, with the score. Like, they would, like, update it every time the score would change in their front yard. I was like, that's awesome.
I hate
like,
those people.
It's like, so even people driving by could be like, oh, it's 14-7. Hell yeah. Okay.
I don't have it on the radio. Thank God I drove by this side.
Michigan hasn't been that much of a contest in recent times, have they?
No, we've been loosely paying attention. Yeah.
I know Ohio State lost this week.
Yeah, they fucking, you know, you can't win it every year.
They lost.
People just like, they want to like, anytime we lose a game, they're like, get rid of the fucking quarterback, fire the goddamn coach. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, dude.
Yeah, so you were there.
College kids are not making any money. Like, who cares?
You were there during the Tressel era then?
Yeah.
So you were, he's like looked at as a god, even though they can't like speak his name.
Yeah,
nowadays,
pretty much.
You know what I mean?
Like, we love him. I mean,
yeah, you got it. Tressel fucking, where did he come from? Fucking
Youngstown. He's still there. He's the president of the university
Youngstown.
Now. Like, so
I feel like he came to Akron U for like a year or something like that as like a fucking
something
consultant or something. It was like right after the Ohio State thing. It was like his first job was a consultant at Akron U for a year, and then Youngstown State.
Well, they passed him up for the job here.
Mm-hmm.
What was the guy that fucked Akron hard? Scarborough.
Yeah,
they picked him over Tressel, and so Tressel went to Youngstown.
So
I believe that's how it shook down.
Wow, what a fucking! And then Scarborough ended up getting ousted for putting the school into debt, pretty much.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So yeah, that's pretty deep inside baseball.
Yeah,
inside football.
Inside Akron U football. So you were in Columbus for like 8 years. So you are a cafeteria worker, or are they fucking?
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
being mean to you.
I kind of oversee a school food program.
Oh
so
yeah, so
it's
you,
better than I'm
you
not in
do
there
this.
With the hairnet slinging sloppy joes.
But you're doing the stock orders
that's what's
and
for
shit
lunch tomorrow. But
you're doing the stock orders, and so you have to hear all the lunch workers be like. Yeah, all the kids fucking hate this new
Michelle
pizza
Obama's
or something.
Food program. Because
you can't. So you have to like feed them more apples nowadays and shit like that, or how's it all working?
It's
out?
Just.
I remember like I could eat a hamburger every single day if I wanted. There was always that like soy burger
they kept in water.
Like,
they have rules you have to follow. Mm-hmm. I mean, like they say, like you have to have so many like legumes a week and so many like they'll call them red vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
But you can count spaghetti sauce as a red vegetable. So it's just, there's just like these rules in place. And I think it's good that they're like trying to tackle like the childhood obesity problem, but I don't know if it's the right way or not. But you know what? I've seen kids come around like they're eating. I've seen kids fist fight over broccoli before, so
they'll eat whatever.
So it's working, you know. It's
remember, like currency on the playground or something. Yeah, like broccoli.
I remember when that shit got enacted and on Pizza Day they used to have pretzels with nacho cheese.
Yeah,
for like an extra $1.50. 22.
Yeah, he's only 22.
Yeah, and then they took that shit away, and I was like, no!
Oh, yeah, no more pop machines. Yeah, they pulled that.
Yeah, dude, it's my school, that's one thing I do remember. My fucking school was littered with pop machines. Everyone I went to. When I remember being in seventh grade when they pulled them in, and they put them in every stairwell. Like, every stairwell had pop machines, and every hallway had a pop machine. And I was like, this is insane. I had Pepsi all day. And then I had Mountain Dew all day through high school. There was pop machines everywhere, man. And now I'm like, what do they have now? Do they still have all the machines in there, but it's just only water?
Water,
They maybe have, or like, did they take them all out? Apple machine randomly in a middle school or high school somewhere.
They took them all out?
The elementary schools.
That's
at
wild,
least in
man.
Akron public schools. I've only noticed like one or two Snapple.
But it wasn't until I was older that I was like, oh, the schools were just trying to make like money.
Oh yeah.
Let's put 10 Pepsi machines in there.
The school stores.
They don't even
they just have a cart with like little Debbies they push around and upcharge them.
Oh,
like,
man, the little Debbie
$1.50 for a Star Crunch. Yeah.
Oh god.
Like a dollar for a Nutter Butter. I think it's Buddy.
Nutty Buddy Bar.
It's
nutty,
butter.
Nutty
Did
butter
you know Piper
bar.
Picked a peck of pickled.
It's a nutty. It's a Nutter Butter is
maybe
a cookie.
I want the generic version then.
A nutty,
definitely Buddy.
But. Nutty Buddy is the chocolate wafer.
Yeah, with like the Krispies inside. How much, it's like a Kit Kat.
Good.
How much is the chocolate milk nowadays?
Yeah, in the cafeteria.
You
how
just,
much is the chocolate milk?
I mean, they just come with the lunch.
What?
Well, yeah, okay, but I mean, like, you used to be able to buy.
You're not allowed to get extra.
You're not allowed to get extra anymore.
You know, you got calorie
restrictions.
Holy shit,
dude! Oh my god! I would die.
Playing the menu.
Okay, so like,
holy fuck! I
would
have died in school.
I would only buy chocolate milk. That's all I ate.
You would just walk.
Well,
you would
I
just
saved the rest
the
of my money
shine.
For weed later.
Yeah. just, fourth grade?
No, you know.
Fifth grade.
Young. Yeah. No, I remember in high school at least, like, I would buy kids, like, lunch ticket book for, like, $20.
Holy
and then
shit.
I would use the lunch ticket every day and then also just, like, buy lunch on top of it. So,
you had so much lunch.
So I could get like two hamburgers. I would get a slice of pizza and a hamburger. I'd get a chicken sandwich and a hamburger. I'd get spaghetti and a hamburger.
You're like bowling on a
you look good for that. You know?
I was like, I would all, and then, yeah, so I was on point with the fucking, and then they did put an end to that. They were like, you can't like buy more food if you're using the assisted lunch.
I used to have a friend that would like, give me theirs every time I wanted. And it was always on pizza day. I'd hit him up like,
the,
yo.
The food stamps.
Yeah, he wouldn't even go to lunch. And I'd hit him up like, yo, you want to walk down with me real quick?
Yeah,
get
right.
it to the lunchroom?
See, I could just take... Our tickets were just like tickets and you just signed it. So
we had to do that fingerprint shit. Like every like one
like,
student gets a lunch.
So.
Is the pizza the same? Or do they make
much,
it like...
That's
healthier.
Square pizza. It's no, it's, they do
20
a whole
minutes
grain.
School
everything's
lunch.
Whole grain now.
God,
that's all right.
It's not bad. Like you know, they get used to it.
I remember I had a friend that fucking like got a job at like a school lunch food distributor, and like he was like bringing home cases of the stuffed crust pizza I used to eat every day in school.
Dude, it would have been so sick
like,
to have that job.
Awesome,
Michelle Obama's like, you guys can't serve that shit anymore. Like, I'm fed for
a
year.
You just take all, dude, you,
I'm taking all this shit home.
He'd bring
so
home
many
like
big,
like,
giant square pizzas.
Like fucking 5 gallon drums of ice cream and shit.
Shut
probably
up.
Why he doesn't have that job anymore.
I was gonna say, Do I know them? Like, we never had ice cream, so I don't. No.
But yeah, I just remember the stuffed crust fucking pizza. Like, one week would be stuffed crust, next week would be like the French bread one. Like, we got fucking intense with our pizza.
Yeah, dude, you guys got hooked
day.
Up.
Yeah, Akron Public Schools back in the day. Free breakfast. You still doing free breakfast?
Yeah.
Okay, that's so awesome. You get cereal and a muffin or something
juice
like that.
Juice and a milk. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude, I used to.
Yeah, we cut pineapple and cantaloupe.
Yeah, you guys
and
go ham.
Yeah,
okay.
The food's good.
So you're there, there at like 5:30 in the morning or maybe even earlier cutting fucking pineapples?
Yeah, or what? Yeah. That's what I do for a living. Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, I
drive a Prius. Whatever.
Man, I can't believe how much time we spend on school lunches. So how does one even get
it? We can all relate to.
Yeah. How does one even get into the school lunch business though? Like, you're high ranked. So did you have to like start sweeping the school lunch floors? Like, how the fuck's this start?
No, I was doing marketing for a company and I hated it, and I went and took a job working for this company, and they were like, "Oh shit, you know, cream rises to the top." I suppose.
Yeah, you just keep working.
Yeah. So that's all it was.
My bad, Bobby. I got you, fam. Hold on a second. Hold on a second, fam. I got
you. It was like set.
I fucked up. Yeah, did. He set it up so good. This is why I'm bad at sound effects. Okay, here we go. All right, go ahead and say that one more time. So, cream rises to the top, I guess.
Cream rises to the top, I guess.
But the cream rises to the top. Oh, yeah. I am the cream.
All right.
God, I'm glad that exists. It's perfect. I had no idea. Dude, God.
It's the first time we've used that in 60 episodes. So thank you that you set us up.
That's why you gave me the look. You're like, oh, shit, I forgot about this.
Yeah, he did. He was,
60
Bobby.
Episodes later, I just got to find a way to work it into another sentence.
Right, exactly.
In the cream. We still work Undertaker theme in sometimes. In
The Undertaker theme.
I don't even remember why I was like, download Undertaker theme so we can play it.
I think you were telling a news story, but yeah, then it. Oh, Jesus Christ. I only play it though when it. Sometimes very like. Not at the right time, you know?
Very not at the right time.
Very.
I love when you play it.
That song just literally sounds like death is coming for you. That's all it sounds like.
Yeah.
It'd be great to play in a loop during Halloween.
That's good. That's good fucking. I'm all fucked up, man. I can't talk straight today. The American language is just.
Tuesday.
Retarded. Lots of coffee. Tuesday. Yeah, I had a long day today, man. Give me a break. I don't know. So anyway, so Cowhound Horse, you work your way up in this business. Now you end up in Northeast Ohio. You said you were married. Did your wife come with you from Columbus, or you met her here?
I met her up here.
Okay, so you meet a woman, you settle down, you feel like you have a good life and everything. Where's comedy come in all this?
Let's see here. I was doing stand-up. I had a buddy go up to the Funny Stop. He's like, dude, try it. Mm. Yeah, I met some friends pretty quick up here.
So this is when you were in Northeast
Ohio? This is when I was single. Yeah, I started it up here. I lived in...
So how long... When did you move up to...
2010?
Yeah, where'd you move to? Akron?
I moved into the Valley when I first moved up here. I was like, this
down there
sweet.
By Timber Top?
Yeah, I was in the apartment complex called Commons with all the bars and the whatever. And then I grew out of that real quick.
That would have been off Merriman or one of those roads.
Down
there.
And then I moved and I stayed in North Hill for a long time. And then I recently moved to Cleveland like a year ago.
Okay, so you were out there in North Hill. You got to watch it get it turned from...
The International District.
Yeah, you got to see it become a different, more eclectic area. You know,
I love North Hill.
I guess. So North Hill was always like fun. Like in the old days, it was an Italian neighborhood. And then nowadays, when you kind of I want to see more like Naples markets pop up and shit like that.
Oh, there's a bunch.
A bunch of them, but it feels like I don't see white people going in and out yet. One these days, you'll start seeing white people going out.
It's slowly but surely. They did like a big festival, like the Naples festival down there, and like it was very just like integrated. It was fun. They were coming into the bars where. They normally wouldn't come into, and you know, everybody was just mingling and drinking together. It was sweet.
I'll say it's actually a really cool story, and it does like kind of prove to the effect of what refugees can do to an area, or you know what I mean?
They changed it now. Like the group that they're pulling in now is like from the Congo.
Mm-hmm. So now we have Congo refugees.
Yeah, yeah. So they're going to be popping up in North Hill too. And I took Swahili in college, so I was like, "Shit!"
You just want to walk. You want to walk down the street just so you can speak Swahili.
Ujambo, Sijambo, Uligani.
Hell yeah!
Sorry, Sana. Yeah, that's basically all I know still. But
I was going to say what's the most fun thing to say, but yeah. I guess what that's
like, hi. Hey, how are you? How was your day? Good morning.
The only thing I remember in French is "Hi, how are you."
Bonjour,
ça va? Enchanté, je m'appelle Pauline. Because my
your name was Pauline.
No, my French teacher used Sac Puppets to teach us, and one of them was Pauline. And Uh-huh. Enchanté, George. I'm a bit Pauline.
Pleased to meet you, Pauline.
It was like a...
That's French accent.
Is he French or a pirate?
Well, French.
Is that a reptar in Paris?
Yeah, he was a frog.
Okay, he's a frog. That's not racist.
A French frog.
That's not racist.
Hey, George. Hey, George. Yeah, bonjour.
Yeah.
You sound like Brad Pitt saying it in Inglourious Basterds, like bonjour.
Bonjour.
She also, she talked to her cats. She was cool. No, like, she had conversations.
You reference that French teacher a lot on here, the cat conversations. Do you know any?
She was cool.
So, she would teach you more.
While you're...
I do. She showed me the red balloons. They're a really good fucking short film.
99.
All right, so...
Thrilling in, guys.
Do you have to mingle around with the teacher staff and faculty? Do they...
Go back to the lunch ladies. Yeah,
my bad. It made me think about, because we did have a weird teacher in sixth grade that talked to her cat and would like play tapes of it. She'd be like, this is my cat talking in French. And it'd be like silence.
Yeah, I mean, I know the staff. Yeah, yeah.
So is there like... You're like, yeah, I know the staff. No, was there like... you can't put anybody on blast now, but in your past... You know, was there like just some random weird person that you're like, wow, you know, they're a good person at heart, but they spoke to their cats in French. You know,
every profession has those people. You know, it's not just like teachers. Like, go get a job at a factory. You got a guy fucking mumbling them to himself.
Yeah.
A grocery store.
Yeah, anywhere. They're all over the place. I mean, it's just. So I don't want to single out, but yeah, those people exist everywhere. Right? It's all walks of life.
So comedy began when you came here, though, in 2010-ish.
Yeah.
So it started at the Funny Stop for you?
Yeah. It was right up the road, and like my buddy did an open mic there, and he's like, oh, come up there with me. And
did you put on a nice jacket, or were you accepted without the jacket?
I don't even remember what I wore. Okay. T-shirts. I was wearing shorts for a long time. I don't wear shorts anymore.
Pete likes nice jackets. That's all what I've always heard from everyone. Is like, if you want to tell jokes there, if you show up in a nice jacket, he'll put you on stage. And there's been times where...
Fuck, I've been going up there longer than everybody. I've lost that contest. I probably hold the record for like most losing finals losses in the Funny Stop contest. I'm like Buffalo Bills up there.
There's been times when I've just walked in a nice jacket, and he's like, you're telling jokes tonight. I was like, nah, just wearing a nice jacket, man. My bad.
Sorry for flexing on you.
Yeah, I didn't mean to flex, Pete. How did it feel for you walking in? We've talked about the place quite a bit on this show.
I'm sure.
Sometimes it can be an intimidating atmosphere. You walk in.
See, I like Pete. I don't have any like, because people, you know, they don't have their opinions, but Pete puts anybody on. Like, if you want to try comedy, Pete's putting you on the stage.
Like, and if you at least follow his rules, you're not going to piss him off. Yeah, he'll keep you around forever.
Like, don't say fuck. And like, I was up there the last time, and this kid went up there and said fuck twice. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Like, I told you, like, that's the one thing not to do.
Yeah, I've seen people, I watched somebody go up there and just say, like, dicks a lot. Like, he was like, big dicks, little dicks, round dicks, short dicks. And by the time he got to, like, the fifth dicks, like, Pete was like, cut him off.
Get the fuck off the stage.
Get the fuck off the stage. Too much dicks. And it was like, oh, damn, what the hell happened?
It's true, though. You got to work clean. I mean, until you establish yourself a little bit, like, you earn that.
And then now...
Right to say, big dicks, little dicks.
Earn those dicks.
Because...
name Richard, though.
Well, there's a point where it can be is seen at as cheap... to, you know what I mean, or gimmicky to go to swear, you know. I cuss a lot, but I feel like it just is the way I fucking talk.
Is like, it's naturally
I say fuck
curse
constantly.
But I just say it as like a adjective or
so how's that work at your job? You can't be walking around in the school.
Well,
be like,
shut it off.
Yeah, like, eat your fucking lunch,
kitchen,
kids. Yeah.
If I'm back, I don't cuss at the kids, you know. But
yeah, you can turn it off. You don't.
But when you're
a little shit.
I should sweep stuff in the kids' faces. Like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. We are in the state that swears the most, though. They've done studies on it. We curse the most of any other state.
Ohio?
Really? Intelligent
Ohio?
People say
fuck off. I just say a lot. I found that out ever since the
what do you say?
Walk by excuse me.
Yeah. Oop.
I never realized how much I actually say that.
Oop. Oop is
until the memes started coming out about it, and I was like, oh god.
Yeah, because you drop something, you go oop.
Yep.
When I lived out west and I called soda, I just called it pop. Yeah. Got the weirdest looks from people. Or like the only section of the country that calls it pop.
Yeah. My dad lived in Arizona, so I always said soda growing up, and like people looked at me like I was
weird. You were weird because he said soda.
My dad said soda around the house.
Weird. Pop's weird. That's fucking shitty music.
What, pop?
Yeah.
Actually, my favorite.
I like some pop.
I do too.
Favorite thing about the word pop. Had a German exchange student live with me, and the first time she went out to eat in America, the waiter asked her if she wanted some pop. Pop is slang for sex in Germany.
Hell yeah.
Nice. So she did not see that coming. She's like, can I get it on the side?
That's
funny. To go. I'll get that in a doggy bag. Yeah.
So you started the funny stop. Did you start going to like open mics from there? I was going to say alternative rooms, but they're kind of all alternative rooms nowadays.
No, I pretty much stuck around the funny stop. Mm-hmm. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, everybody takes their own path, but I was like working inside of a club probably would be the best bet. And now I've been doing it for, 8 years? And I'm telling dick jokes at a fucking bar in Cleveland. Yeah. So it worked out for me, I suppose. But no, I don't know. I would go to the open mics, but what I would hate about it is I could never get a rhythm there because there weren't people there that were like in there to laugh and watch a show. So it's just comics, like coming in and out smoking cigarettes and... So like I just never really liked
unless you hit a joke like killing your pet duck, you're usually not popping the comics.
Yeah, that joke would have worked at an open mic, but at the funny stop it didn't. And then you know, so
damn.
At the end of the day, the funny stop is where you're, or a comedy club in general is where you're going to make it.
Now that you've moved to Cleveland, have you been working any of the clubs up there at all? Or
no, I'm not that ambitious. I guess is I think if I really applied myself, and I probably should, and I'm starting to a little more. I think I could do a lot more, but you know,
that's half the
battle. Yeah, and I'm going to be honest to myself about it too. Like I think there's a lot of people in the scene that are really good comics that just. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think there's people that are doing things that are, they just outwork everybody. And that's really what it is working at the craft. I mean, everybody that's kind of funny, you know, it's just working towards it then, you know what I mean?
I mean, that applies to a lot of stuff anyway. Like, Slim is a rapper, you know what I mean? And I always tell him, I'm like, you have to write every day. Like, write, even if you're writing, like, two lines that suck. Like, be in the car, be like, okay, I'm a motherfucker going to Oakley or something. I don't give a fuck what you're talking about.
Right.
I'm wearing sunglasses and they Oakleys or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was like, Oakland or Oakley sunglasses? What are you talking about?
Where would I be driving around here that would make me think
we're going
that
to Oakland wearing Oakleys.
Keep your doors locked because I'm wearing Oakleys.
Yeah, keep your doors locked.
That's right here. Write that down.
Keep my doors locked. It is not okay.
Here's my friend Gumby and his horse Pokey.
All right, so
I was wondering what the bell was for. I was wondering. I was going to ask.
I should have rang it earlier.
It sounded new, but
now when there's
lost the bell for a second, I couldn't see it.
Sometimes there's like good jokes and you hit the bell. Sometimes there's shout outs and you hit the bell. Sometimes there's bad jokes and you go like fake laugh or something. I missed the fake laugh button, but anyway, so it's like there's things like that. You know, you just. But yeah, for some reason, Pokey just felt good enough to be like mini bell.
It's good,
Pokey.
I'll take half a bell.
Now my button's fucked. Yeah, I went to Pittsburgh this one time, and my friend was like, I was staying at his house, and he was like, here, I got two things for you. I was like, all right, what? He was like, I got this bell, and I got this picture of Three Rivers Stadium being blown up. And I was like, all right, cool. I was like, dope. So I took them both. And then like a year later, he came over to my house, dude, and he's like sitting here going, where'd you get this at? And I was like, you gave that to me. He's like, why the fuck would I give you a bell? And I was like, I don't know. It's what you fucking gave me, dude. And then I was like, you gave me this, too. And he's like, what the fuck's that? And I was just like, this is retarded, dude. What Mandela Effect universe did we crash into?
You heard that from a party. He's like, here, just...
Hey, this came from a pizza shop that burnt down. I'm pretty sure he told me, like, his favorite place called, like, Steel City Pizza, where they have... the legendary 48 cut sheet pizza.
Oh shit.
It's like $10 for a 48 cut. Wow. And it's like this just this big fucking, like, it's a big, sometimes it's circle, sometimes it's square. You don't know what you're getting.
I'd be the person that would buy that in school and take it to my school lunch and sell it on the side.
Sell it out of the book bag? Yeah.
I put it in my school lunches. You should see me try and put it in my car. We had it bouncing from, like, the back, like, windshield, like, top across the top, like, front seats because there was nowhere else to put it.
That's nuts.
Yeah, I was like, how the fuck am I supposed to put this? We turn it sideways and, like, stand it up.
You don't finish it and you're, like, trying to shove it in the refrigerator.
Dude, I want to say I ate, like, 11 slices of that day. My stomach was... In like 2 hours, I wanted to die.
There's still 37 slices left?
Dude, yeah, the legendary 48 cuts.
Yeah, you already had like 10 at school that day.
Dude, I want to fucking get... No, it was nowhere near school. This was like 2 years ago. It was 48 cut pizza.
Sounds
I was an adult, goddamn.
Like something you'd only find under a bridge or
yeah,
something.
It's like every time I go to... It's in New Kensington, New Kensington, Pennsylvania, right outside of... Pittsburgh. Okay. And yeah, Steel City Pizza, they have the legendary 48 cut slice, or whatever, however you want to describe it. Every time we go, I used to be in a band and we go out there and play
with
shows.
One topping for free.
So yeah, with one topping, 48 cut. We would, and that's like how we would like feed everybody, is like we would just buy a 48 cut pizza and fucking sit in the back of the venue just slamming it till it was all gone. I've seen it happen. We had the big 11 seat church van, and we'd have to balance it across the seats. Even in that, there was nowhere to put this pizza.
I bet you the car smelled really good though.
Oh hell yeah! You take that for the next 10 days, smelling that pizza. Hell yeah! Coming out your ass and on the seats, man.
Like, did I forget to wear deodorant, or does the car just smell?
This pizza doesn't have carrots on it.
That's funny. So,
call back.
So, when did you start doing the roast battles? I know you told me earlier, but reiterate for me.
Oh, what was it? This year sometime. Okay.
And it was, so you've already become known as like a fucking roast machine, as very fucking good at it. So, but speaking to you today, you've been so calm and nice and reserved.
Yeah, I'm a nice guy. It's just like, you know, like you see shit in like real life and you're like, I just want to call this guy a fucking cunt. But like, it's not like, you can't do it. So I just kind of like, and I there's no malice when I go up there. Like, I don't hate these people, but it's just like nice to like almost get that out and be like, look at somebody in the eyes and be like, you're a piece of shit. And, I hope you're fucking...
Okay.
You know, kids die or whatever.
No, okay. You
Would you say that you're directing your anger, your day-to-day anger at that person, but not really for like jokes?
I direct my day-to-day anger at my wife. She's
a saint.
Yeah. She puts up with a lot of shit.
All right. So if I... Now, Slim normally gets the roasting on the show from everybody because he's kind of the new guy and he's young, so everybody always picks on him. But I would rather you, if you were going to write one roast joke about myself, you're going to go ahead and think it out. You can come at me with whatever you want. What would be your, you come in here right now, you get one joke to roast me, you're being put on the blast. Or put on the spot.
Welcome to the blast with Sean S.
What roast joke?
Welcome to Put on the Blast with Sean
S. We gotta retitle this show, man. That's
awesome. So, yeah.
I think also we should, instead of podcast, it should just be podcast.
Put on the blast.
Yeah, I was thinking about that today earlier.
Because my last name is Ast.
Yeah, just put a space there.
All right, so if you were gonna get one joke to just roast me now, what would it be?
Ugh, on the spot.
Yeah,
I'd call you Squirt Gun Kelly. So I mean, that was like when you're like, "Oh, Sam," I was like, "Okay."
You directed it all.
Sorry, Slim.
I was doing everything I could to take it away from Slim for an episode. I've always tried to just put it all on a Slim, and then for one time, I was like, "Let's ignore Slim. Let's give him a break this week."
I'd probably call you like a grown up garbage pail kid or something. I'd probably go with that.
That's awesome.
You look like a juggalo without the face paint. I called Tabitha Jones that, I think.
A juggalo with that. That's perfect.
Like a juggalo with that.
That's funny. That's awesome.
So,
When What's Sean up? Spikes his hair up, I think he looks a lot like Violent J.
Does what,
he?
From back in the day?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a picture of me from back in the day over there, I think. But yeah, with my
little really jacket and spiky hair.
Yeah, because I was like 14.
Were those the days where you're slamming like 11 slices of pizza?
No, no, no.
You don't look quite as plump as Violent J.
He's still slamming Figo.
That was when I was like 14. The pizza days was when I was like 24. Oh, it was like shit. 10 years later.
What were you eating at 14? Like pizza rolls?
I know that show. That show I just had like Fiji water.
Slam.
What's
yeah.
up?
Is he going to slam you next? Or Rose?
He called me Garbage Pail Kid. And,
an adult
yeah,
garbage
yeah.
pail kid.
Oh, that was you. I thought you were still going on slam. No. Jesus.
I was about to say Let Bob's like raising his hand now. Now you're going around the room.
I got scared. I was like, he's going
Bob looks like he wants to come out of the closet, but he's afraid he'll get kicked off his bowling team.
He's the one who's got a bowling team, though.
I was about to say all these jokes could work for Slim.
I think it's still going back to him.
That's funny. What about the ladies? I know you have an affinity for roasting ladies, right? Like Tabitha. And...
I'm trying to think. I don't know you guys very well. You guys look the same.
I mean, you can just comment on how dorky I look. I don't know.
No, you
give it a one over.
Think about it.
You look like you used to give blowjobs at Denny's for clove cigarettes.
No,
both of you, for that matter. I'm just gonna, I'm gonna use that for both of you.
That's
like
even
it
worse.
Matter.
Yeah.
That's the roast. You're being generalized.
Yeah.
Yes. That's funny. So, Kyle, what do you got coming up in the future? Anything? You got any shows you want to promote? Anything coming up? Anything like that? Yes, the ad hominem attack show every
month.
Yeah,
next month. It's first Saturday of every month. me and Logan Rishall for take two.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine not. All right, I'm just going to come out and say it because it probably should be told.
Okay.
I beat Sam this week.
Sam LaTourette.
Yeah, and in the show, you can go watch the video. Like,
Is it on YouTube already?
I don't think they put it on YouTube, but put it on the feed of their show. They live streamed it.
I got you.
And there was a comment that there was something that could happen if it happened. One of us won automatically.
Mm-hmm.
So we came down, and the way that I scored it is Sam took the first round, I took the second and third. But we went like sudden death because somebody yelled it out.
Mm-hmm.
And the crowd was very hate. They're big Sam fans that night. That's the crowd. And normally I'm a bringer, but I didn't bring a ton of people, and I didn't care. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I went, and they're chanting Sam's name. And so then I pulled my penis out, and I won because that was the thing. So I just kind of flashed it, and I won.
Penis
that was
gate.
A joke.
What?
Yeah, so I won by that. So there's a little controversy with it, so I'm going to end up rematching Sam.
Okay, so I saw Sam's post, like, sham hominin attack
show. Yeah,
that's
what it was, so...
Okay, so he was trying to say it was a sham.
Watch the tape and you be the judge. I think I won, but Sam thinks he won. And
because when your dick hit, everybody just went, oh!
No, I mean, nobody really even saw it. I did it so quick.
He did
and
a dick drop.
His dick was like a mic drop.
They were like, Sam, they were chanting Sam and clapping. And I was just like, Eddie Guerrero, clapping. Cheat to win. Dude, I like, it's like the biggest heel moment of my life. Like, this
cheat.
Solidifies
Steal.
Me. Yeah, so I was just like,
that's
boop.
Awesome.
I pulled out my penis, and then Ryan DePermino was like, you pulled out your dick? I was like, yeah. And he's like, you win. And I was like, all right, cool. And then we all went and had beers.
Was it because your dick was the
like
biggest
Ryan
joke,
DePerno.
With the, like the best?
Oh, yeah,
joke
dude.
Night?
I'm sure.
That,
I'm
like,
going to get grilled on this
my
forever.
Or was
so
it like,
I'm going to address it.
This is what
no,
it looks
it was,
like, flaccid.
No, it was something along the lines
win.
Of somebody, one of the hosts said, if somebody pulls out their dick, they win automatically.
Mm-hmm.
And then some guy was going to pull it out in the crowd. And I was like, well, if he does it, he's the champion, you know?
What if you're roasting a chick, though? What is she supposed to do?
Well, this isn't like a standing rule. It was like a one-time stitch.
I'm instantly pissed. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, there's not like a standing rule. So that happened. So, yeah, that's how I won the last time. Like, I'm not real proud of it, but I feel like I need to address it. I'm here, so.
It says Sam LaTourette. Well, I'm sure he'll listen, and he'll want to know what your feelings are on the sham.
I'm willing to give him a rematch. I want a rematch with Sam at one point, you know.
chicks wear dicks sometimes, and that would be amazing if that happened.
Dude, if
the
they
show.
Planned for it and they just pulled it.
True, Bobby. Yeah. I didn't think about it like that, but I was more like, wait.
Get progressive.
I think it's funny that two men had a disagreement and it turned into a literal dick waving contest.
They
yeah,
fight.
Cockfight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Okay. So,
I mean, it's kind of a little controversial.
Penis
the last
gate.
One.
Were there kids in the vicinity?
No, of course not. No.
No.
Yeah.
Just so you got to make sure.
Oh, that was not the funny.
Was there any? Was
no,
there anybody?
No, this was up in East End Bistro.
So, was there any complaints?
Tomorrow, like,
no, no. I mean,
no kids.
No, but I think people were. I don't know if everybody loved it. Like, it wasn't like, oh my god, that's so funny. But at the same time, like. Some people found it extremely hilarious that I did it. But it was all for the show. Like, I felt like, okay, we talked about pulling our dick off all night. It's been the theme. Like, somebody's got to do it. Sam wasn't going to do it. So I was like, I wasn't even planning on doing it. Like, they were chanting his name. So I just acted like I unbuckled my pants. Mm. So I unbuckled my pants a little bit. And I'm standing there and I was like, well, people think I'm going to do it now. I got to do it. So I just like, for the show, boop,
all
just
right.
Real quick. And everybody made fun of me. And I was like, I don't give a fuck.
Jim Cornette shirt right now. And him, like 2 weeks ago, got into penis gate material, similar to yours. Oh, he just flashed his dick real quick in front of an audience.
Penis gate.
But yeah, and it became like TMZ news. Like, Jim Cornette's going off the rails, showing his penis.
I wish, dude, I got
it
that
became
much
news
fucking,
for you.
You know,
Scene magazine does an expose.
Yeah.
Kyle Hornhorst goes off the rails.
I hope my, don't tag like Akron Food Service or anything in here. Like, I'm going to lose my job over this. But it was art, you know, and at the end of the day, that's what my lawyer's going to tell the courts. It ran through my mind immediately, like,
that's awesome. Yeah, because Jim Morrison fucking it was banned from France or some shit for doing the same thing.
Yeah, it wasn't my fucking, best moment, but you know what? I left with the strap, so that's all that matters, right?
What's up?
I feel like France would be like a really hard country to get banned.
I want to say it was Jim Morrison. Google this. But it was pretty funny that when I said Jim Morrison, I was like, hold on, his name's John. Like, I had to, like, his name's not John, it's Jim. John Morrison was that wrestler. But it was just funny. It was funny that when I, like, my mind was so much, like, when I said Jim Morrison, I was like, no, that can't be right. It's John Morrison. But no, yeah, Jim Morrison from the Doors. Yeah. You guys, Slim, you've been fucking like, you're the guy that's supposed to like, when I'm like, yeah, Jim Morrison, and I'm just like fishing for noise. Slim's supposed to be like,
about,
hey,
right?
What's up? People are strange. It's him pulling his dick out. Yeah. But I just keep looking over at Slim, and he's just like,
or
is this how Slim's fucking you this week? Is he's not chiming in?
This is how Slim's fucking me right now. He's just staring. Just staring at the ground. If you're not Snapchatting, you're not alive. Is that the thing? Are you on Twitter or Instagram or anything like that?
I don't use it. Facebook's enough for me. Okay. Like, I'm 33 years old. Like, I'm going to start getting more social media savvy. I'm doing that show in New York.
Yeah, we need to do it for you. That's what? Right.
Have someone else do it for
I should
you.
Have my wife. She's constantly on
yeah.
there. You know,
have someone else do it for you. They can filter.
You told us about this during break. Go ahead, tell us now. You're traveling to New York. Is you said next month?
Yeah, December 26th. I'm doing
so right after Christmas. Yeah. You're going to go to New York City.
Dude, it's actually a great excuse to like get out of like the holiday shit.
You're like,
I can't come to Christmas this year. I'm
driving
I got a gig
7 hours.
You've heard of it before.
So, what is all this? You're trying
it's
to.
It's the Jeff Ross show.
Okay.
It's the.
Who's the big like newer. Roast king
nowadays?
Yeah.
He doesn't work it, but he's.
It's his name
it.
On it.
Yeah, slaps his name on it. So I'm doing that roast show. It was extremely easy to get on. I emailed him and said, I'm the Cleveland champ. So can I come on?
How do they set this up? Is it going to be, like, how many people is
just
it?
Just one,
do you have
and
any
they're
going to
give me a name, and then I'll probably contact them.
No, I meant, like, how many people are in this that day? Like,
there's probably, like, 3 or 4 undercards, and then a feature bout is what you're going to call it, I guess.
Okay. So is it filmed for
it'll be live. Are you guys familiar with, you guys are big podcasting, so I'm sure you guys know.
Yeah, like
Gas
podcasting.
Digital or... Legion of Skanks.
Not
podcast.
Particularly, no.
No. It's another thing kind of like what you guys have, but it's called Gas Digital Network. They'll live stream on there.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty big reach.
Be on their website or YouTube and things like that?
Yeah, it'll be out there.
Hell yeah. So that's what you got coming up next month?
Yeah, December, and then what, January, if anybody from Lima's listening, we're doing a show in Lima on January 27th. Me and Buck Newman.
The homecoming show.
Yeah, homecoming show. He's a comic in Phoenix. I'm a comic here. We were good friends in high school, and so, but we both went our different ways and started comedy at a different time.
Really?
So we're putting together a show.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, oh, so we're both. I kept telling him, like, dude, you're the funniest guy I know. Like, you should do this. I'm doing it. So
where
he's
are you
like,
doing your show?
In Lima, Ohio. It's at Art Space, Lima. We're renting that bitch out.
Art Space.
You've never done a show together?
What?
Never done a show together?
We've done. You like, Buck came up and did the Ad Hominem a couple weeks ago. He came into town, and he just did like a feature set. So we've worked together before, but it would be the first time in Lima.
Awesome.
And there's nothing there, so there's nothing to do in Lima.
Hell yeah.
Well, yeah, because you're bringing them something to do. That's
Bringing the arts, and we're gonna make this semi-annual right or whatever. So.
And Al Snow don't have his wrestling school there anymore.
No,
so.
It's gone. Man. They got, what is it, War Wrestling.
There's a new school there. All right.
Yeah, War Wrestling is in Lima.
You can go try out for that, though, now.
Yeah, I'm not built for that.
You put on the pair of Zubaz.
No,
Kyle, shake my hand. I always shake everybody's hand.
All right,
I appreciate you coming, man. This was a lot of fun, man. Anything else you want to shout out before you get out of here?
Oh, no.
No. America.
Yeah, no.
I always yell that to like try and
R.I.P.
Sloppy Joe's tomorrow morning.
No bed, Sloppy Joe's in the egg.
Yep.
I like Sloppy Joe's.
They're good. We use Manwich.
Hey guys, this is Slim from the A&A MMA podcast and the main show, and I'm here to tell you about Toad Sage Skateboarding and Photography. Go check him out. He's got a Facebook page. He's on YouTube. He does all sorts of things. He makes me look good, obviously, taking pictures at my show, and a ton of skateboarding videos and just nature photos in general. So go check him out, my good friend. He makes some sick shit. Now, enjoy the show.
Don't even know. Now look what happened, now who rapping? Now at work I asked to look at bitches' titties, that does happen. Titties looking back at me like
Dickie. I turned on Little Dicky.
What's that nasty drink you got?
What'd you say?
What's that real nasty drink you got in there?
Which one? Oh.
You said it's disgusting. So I'll drink it. Yeah, let's see what it is. Let me.
He's parched.
You got choices.
You have choices.
What's the worst one?
The worst one is the first. This one.
The worst is the first.
This is the other one I've had. But it's Dasani sparkling water, and it's strawberry guava flavor. This one's called Izzy Fusion. I think it's sparkling water also, but this one is orange mango. And then we also have Propel Peach.
I go with the Propel.
I want the most disgusting one.
Yeah, how is Propel in that category?
I mean, you can honestly open them both and try them out. It don't really matter.
Just double fist.
I bet that peach aftertaste is terrible.
All right, so
you think you're quenching your
We're about to play good or shitty with them. Hold on 1 second.
Try both of them, and then I'm going to mix them and then see what they
do. Oh, shit.
I bet they taste all right.
Stone cold them both.
Yes. I didn't bring any other.
If
clothes.
I had a nickel for every time I've seen Chris Flynn put his foot up on somebody and knock two cans of beer together, I would be
stone cold.
Rich.
I stone colded a beer the other day.
Oh, I should have shotgun my
should
fucking
blew
open.
Me away.
I just start pouring out of your mouth and shit. All right, so
can you shotgun carbonated things? I
mean, yeah, beer's carbonated.
Oh yeah,
but it's like lightly carbonated.
Do you guys got a page where you guys put videos up?
My YouTube and stuff.
Okay,
so somebody
video, I'll send it to you. Guy at the Browns game, we were tailgating, and he broke a Miller Lite on his head. He smashed it and then drank it. So I was like, dude, that was badass. Like, do it again. Here's a Coors Light. I'll give you a beer. And he did it, and he couldn't smash it. The can was different. He dropped it immediately. And so he picked it up, and he was smashing. He hit himself in the head like five times.
Yeah, I was about to say, was it when those Coors Light cans were skinnier and blue?
He cut himself open. He busted the thing open. Nice. And then I was like, dude, it's because you dropped it, and it carbonated inside. Yeah, here's another one. Don't drop it. And then he hit himself in the head again like another six times. I got these things on my phone. I've never done anything with them, so I'm going to give them out to you. They're fucking gold.
I got this video of this guy not able to open a bag of chips, and I haven't done anything with it yet. It's so good, though. He's my friend at the bar, but he was wasted, and he's just like trying.
Couldn't get
like
his chips open. All right, so you're trying strawberry guava right now. Okay, so is it good or is it shitty?
I mean, it doesn't taste like anything. It's got a little hint of it. That sucks. I mean,
it's got a little hint of it sucks.
Yeah, I could put vodka in it and be like, I don't want to drink this, you know?
So, yeah, vodka and sparkling water, you could do that. You add more flavor to it. Okay, this is the Izzy Fusion. Now, these are popular here, the Izzy Fusion.
This is much better. The Izzy Fusion is much better than the
Sani
sparkling.
How is it much better? What do you like more?
There's just more flavor. There's just more flavor. This tastes like soda water.
Okay, yeah. So is there more carbonation in the Dasani or in the Izzy? Do you feel like there is more fruit juice in the Izzy? And that's why, because pineapple is a fucking A1 sauce to booze or anything else.
Like, you said pineapple?
Pineapple in anything. Yeah, like, you put pineapple in anything and people are like, oh god, it's delicious. Mm-hmm. And also pineapple.
Well, this is orange mango.
Yeah,
orange mango.
Well, something like that. You throw more fruit juice in something, people are just like, god, I'm healthy.
I don't think either of them are.
People are like, I'm not this fucking sophisticated. Get out of here.
Or diluted. Yeah, which one?
The Dasani is definitely more healthy. So.
It's got less calories.
Yeah, I'm
no sodium, no sugar.
Yeah.
Dasani's probably got zero.
You just this don't want to lie to yourself would tell that me to much. Drink. I'm fucking dying.
Your doctor's into the Dasani.
Yeah.
So this hour we're going to spend the third segment. We're going to listen to you drink...
prepare beverages?
Listen to you drink sparkling.
Like it's a spit bottle?
I feel like it's a Food Network show that would air at like 3 a.m. when no one's watching. Which is butter, the Dasani or the Izzy?
Sparkling water are us. That's where we got those from. Have you ever been to that store?
Yeah, this is the podcast that Josie always wanted me to start.
This is where you give people drinks.
The beverage podcast.
Oh, yeah. So now, where do you even... Bobby's the one that buys these. Where do you even find either? Now, as Acme or like... Or
I don't know. I go all kinds of places. I search out weird beverages that I've never had. And most of the time I can just get one. But sometimes I'm like, oh man, they only have this crazy sounding thing in a six pack. Mm.
So now, what made you get into?
Like, I hate this.
Yeah, what made you get into sparkling waters?
Dude, I've seen you bring them some crazy shit. Honestly,
so buy a whole six pack.
I was ordering some weird shit off Amazon for a while just to drink.
I bet if you put coconut rum in that,
shit, I couldn't even read the label of. I was like, what is that? Hold on. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it would be all right.
Good.
I want to know more.
It's a mixer.
You want to try it?
Yeah.
I want to know more about what kind of stuff Bob's ordering off Amazon to drink. So now they come in like a case.
I was ordering.
Expiration date valid.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
I was ordering all kinds of shit from like Amazon. Mostly like juices and like sodas and shit. But like.
Powdered milk, maybe?
I got like no.
Ovaltine?
No, I get Ovaltine at the store.
Okay.
I get the half chocolate.
But give me an idea of what kind of drink comes from Amazon. Anything specific?
From a different country, you know? I got a fucking 24 pack of something from Japan.
Uh huh. I remember when you had Japanese Kit Kats too.
Oh yeah, the Kit Kats.
The matcha,
the green tea ones.
There were so many. Some of them sucked. It was like red bean Kit Kat.
Yeah, red bean Kit Kat.
Oh no, too adventurous.
Some of them were weird. Wasabi was weird.
Hell yeah, wasabi Kit Kat.
No, hell yeah.
Sounds like it would be good for your sinuses.
Nah.
They had a fucking
binge eating problem.
They had a jalapeno butterfinger this year. Jalapeno. Butterfingers.
No, I don't like that.
Is this the news?
Oh. Jalapeno.
What's a jalapeno? He's just getting fancy with it.
It's a jalapeno Butterfinger. It was called the Smoking Hot Butterfinger.
What was weird is you couldn't read any of the Kit Kat labels.
Like a bad...
Yeah, so you bought a bunch of foreign Kit Kats.
And you couldn't read them. So I had to like look them up online and be like, and try to match them to the
Are you typing Japanese characters?
No.
I also had to order a keyboard.
And then I was like, man, there's all these really cool flavors I missed out on, and I got fucking wasabi and red bean. I was pissed.
Are we still talking about
drinks? But I got some good ones.
But you could have had beautiful things, you know, like
Harvest Apple. Also still sounds weird.
Ooh. Orange mango.
Yeah, I think Harvest Apple sounds fantastic.
I can do
that. Yeah, sounds like
a Kit Kat. Harvest Apple Kit Kat?
Sounds weird, but probably good. Yeah. Way better than wasabi. What the fuck?
Yeah, that
Bob,
is weird.
I would have bought wasabi. I'm also bad with money.
There's people that like hot and chocolate, though. Like they, like I said, the jalapeno Butterfinger. Like they, we still sold them all. But there's a weird thing of like, I used to work at a gas station. That's what I meant by we sold them all. It wasn't like I was going door to door with these jalapeno Butterfingers. But they, I like there was.
Would you like to buy some jalapeno Butterfingers for my catalog?
I feel like
Girl Scout, get out of here.
Like getting check marks and their addresses so I can mail them later. They still sold, but I want to say half of that was just random curiosity. Like, what's that got to taste like? So they would just spend $1.99 on this king size candy bar.
People do weird ass shit with chocolate, man.
Yeah, I mean, I like pretty basic stuff. Milky Way, you know, caramel and or
spicy
caramel.
Chocolate? Is it a thing?
I don't know
this
about spicy
just
chocolate.
Into
chocolate?
A food podcast.
Yeah, I like nougat.
Well, I guess I'm here. Like,
the entire thing.
I saw.
What's your
another podcast? I almost started with Andrew.
Everybody's yelling over each other. What'd you say, Angel?
This turned into a food podcast. I feel like I'm talking with my family. We're trying to relate.
We're trying to relate.
Like to eat. Hey, like, how was your summer? It was good. How are you feeling? I like Milky Ways.
So what's your views on hot chocolate things, Kyle Honhorst?
I'm trying to think if I've ever had...
Yeah, would you buy a jalapeno?
I've had jalapeno, like, porters before. Mm-hmm.
A beer?
Jalapeno beer?
Ugh, I don't know about that.
And it sucks. I bet my buddy loves the shit.
You could do probably 5 ounces of that.
I think Thirsty Dog has one.
You don't need like 8 ounces. There are some beers that you could really just...
Some of them. Bobby's into sours. He gave me like a sour the one night, and I was like, this is awful. Like
I
every time
sours
I took a
in the summer.
Oof, I can't man, do sours. I don't know, man. It was like lightly apple flavored. And I love sour apple, but this was not sour apple, yo. This was like
I don't remember any apple beer.
A beer that made me feel
I like
weird.
Stouts.
I got Rheingeist Rosé the other night. I thought it was gonna be good.
You thought it was gonna be like a beer and not a cider.
No, it was just a wine.
It literally tasted like a wine. I bought that and then another beer. I gave it back. I was like, "That I'm sorry. I just wanted to eat my sandwich. I can't even eat my sandwich."
You had to. You gave it back.
Of what? Awesome.
Well,
bad beer?
I knew. Well, I ordered it blindly. Yeah. I actually got hooked by the tap because I was like, "Oh fuck yeah."
What were you gonna say, Kyle?
Oh, my wife loves that shit. It's just like it tastes like Mad Dog. Like just drink Mad Dog.
Well, so yeah, the Angry Orchards and things like that are popular as shit too. When I used to work at a gas station, we couldn't sell Angry Orchard on Sunday, and people would be pissed.
Yeah,
like they were like, "Why can't you sell? Wait, well, can you sell this?" I'm like, "Yeah, I just can't sell wine or Angry Orchard for some reason. I don't know why."
This big fucking weird. Tattooed up hillbilly.
Dead pissed.
God damn it.
No, it was me.
He's pissed that he can't get his wife Angry Orchard. That's not right. The gas stations are the worst. Have you ever worked a shitty, just terrible, where customers treat you like shit job?
Oh, Subway.
Subway, exactly. All right, so people are like, "I want a BLT, but I only want bacon." You're like, what?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like, hold
and
on.
Make the bacon and bread.
Dude, I worked at one in the hood. Mm. And so, like, I would get, like, you know, typical whatever. But I would get, like, dope boys come in. And I'd be like, they were like, "I want a BMT." And I'm like, "All right." And I put one meat. And they were like, "Now I want a club." And I'd put, like, a club on it. They're like, "Now I want bacon." And, like, more bacon. Mm. I'd get down and be like, "This is $37. Well, what the fuck?" And I'm like, I'm sorry, dude. Like, here it is. Yeah, and then they're just like, pull out a wad of fucking hundreds and just pay me. It's like, whatever. Dick.
Take like, a $40 sandwich.
Don't smoke before you go to Subway, moron.
That does make you a sandwich artist.
Oh, yes. Yes, I guess.
That's a beautiful painting.
I wonder what the rolling technique was like to pack that kind of sandwich.
The papers are big. Mm. I'm sure
there's not a limit.
I've worked at Subway so long, I can do the U-cut. From the old school Subway, if you guys remember that?
Barely.
You should go in and ask somebody for it.
Dude, I went in.
Fuck them up. They're like, what are you talking about? But I think they have to do it.
I went in one time.
It's like first day training.
I went in one time and asked if, I was like, can I get a pizza sub, but can you just like microwave it like they used to back in the day? and the people just looked at me like, what? And I was like, when I was a kid, they would just microwave that shit. Can you do that? Yeah. And they were like, no. I was like, all right, I guess I'll take it toasted, whatever. All right, man.
Also, one time you walked in and was like, can I get a pizza sub? And they're like, we don't have any bread.
That's the, I asked for a meatball sub, but this is my favorite Subway story ever. I went to a Subway in Chicago. Because we went into like a Chicago pizza shop, like anybody would, and they were like, 2 hour wait. I was like, fuck this, and just left and wandered off somewhere and found a Subway in the middle of the, like right away. Like, you know, like, I don't know if you've ever been to Chicago, but they got the bean, right? It's like the big tourist attraction.
So there's this big bean.
Right? It was just down the road from the bean. Like, you got the, like, the Giordano's or whatever. I can't pronounce the right the name. Giordano's or whatever the fuck.
Famous for the baked beans.
It's the big deep dish pizza with the sauce on top and shit. It's like the famous one you saw on Man vs. Food or something.
I'd rather get a square pizza.
So I went around the corner and saw a Subway sign. So I go inside and I was like, can I get a 6-inch meatball sub on regular bread? I don't remember what it's called. White bread, French, I don't know what the fuck you call it. But can I get that? And they were like, we don't have any bread. I was like, all right. How long of a wait will it be? And they were like, 20 minutes. And this is like 4 in the afternoon. I'm like, there's no bread right now? And then he was like, well, we got flatbread. I was like, I'll take it on flatbread. I'd never had a sub on flatbread. I was like, all right, cool. So I got, and then they gave me
meatball sub seems like the weirdest sub to get on flatbread.
They gave me a foot long. I paid for a foot long. It wasn't like a gift.
Hook it up.
But no, it was definitely like I ordered a 6-inch meatball sub. I guess I'll take it on flatbread. And he rung me up for a foot long, and I was just like, fuck it.
Yeah. Just pull out your big wad of cash. You're like,
more bacon. Could you put a glove on that?
Since that day, though, I've never ordered anything other than a foot long meatball sub on flatbread at the Subway because it was like the best thing I ever had.
He was probably like, I got this, motherfucker.
I remember, like,
I'm gonna blow his fucking mind.
I remember everybody in the band just walking by and seeing me in the Subway window just smashing. And then, like, the rest of the tour, that's all I ate. Like, for the next 9 days, I was just, we hit a Subway at every Walmart. I was just meatball sub, foot long flatbread. I'm like, they got the 5-foot or $5 foot long or whatever. I'm pulling it real quick.
How did we go from Giordano's to Subway foot long?
Because it was right around the corner. Yeah. Like, I cut through Millennium Park, is what it was called. Because
Sean can't
wait
2 hours, and he also can't wait 20 minutes.
I couldn't wait 2 hours. Yeah, I couldn't wait 20 minutes. I needed a foot long right then.
Has anyone ever, though, other than Sean, been to a Subway where they weren't baking bread? Like, that's another thing, too. You open that door and it smells like nothing but bread because they're always baking.
I couldn't believe it. Was one of the most random things ever. I was like, can I get a 6-inch sub? Like, he let me order and everything. Yeah, right? And then he was just like, oh, we don't have bread. I was like, what does that mean? He's like, we got flat bread. I was like, all right, cool.
Dude, so I would lock the doors. You make $7 an hour.
You ate Subway how many days in a row then on your
like,
door?
Like, after that, like 9. I ate Subway like 9 straight days.
In a van with how many other people?
6 nice. Other dudes. Or, oh. I mean, 5. Was it? Yeah, 5 other dudes. 5 other dudes.
A lot of meatballs.
Don't worry. He had deodorant.
That was all about the meat. I had deodorant.
He had deodorant. He did not have a fart filter.
Yeah, because, and it was funny too, because I was like the night driver, so I'd be up all night just alone. I could fart in the van all I wanted. And then I'd be asleep when everybody else was awake, so I didn't care if I was farting then either.
So you're constantly crop dusting your bandmates?
Yeah.
It was day 2 at the Subway at the Walmart that he stopped and got deodorant.
That's funny. I remember one time I fell asleep in the van in the middle of South Dakota, and I was like, we parked next to these dumpsters, it was right outside of Sioux Falls, but yeah, it was like fucking 96 degrees that day, and we parked right next to a dumpster, so we have all the windows and the doors just open on the van, and I'm sleeping on the bench seat, just covered in flies. I probably had like six or seven flies on me. Like, everybody thought I was dead. Like, I was just
Dakota's like
laying in the van, just dead, covered in flies. That's probably my favorite story from that tour. You got any van covered in flies stories?
Fly
to take
story
us out,
or the pizza, the sub story?
The fly story is pretty good. Yeah, because people came around. Like, the one dude, TR, came around the van. He was like our tour manager on this tour. He'd get us free Subway from, you know what I mean, from town to town.
But he, good guy.
He'd come around the corner and he just like looked at me, and he went back in the venue and was like, "Sean's dead, guys." Like, Sean's dead. And so he took everybody out, and then like I wake up, like I'm like, what? And there's just like five people staring at me, and they're like, I'm like, what's wrong? And they're like, you were covered in flies. Like, you didn't help me out, swat them away, nothing. You were just like, let's smoke weed around them, fuck it.
If you ever get the band back together, go on the Covered in Flies tour.
Sick fucking song, dude.
Don't worry. Flies, so many flies.
Covered in flies. Yeah, what a good time.
What a good band name. What a good name.
Don't worry, guys. I'm still alive.
So, Kyle, thank you for coming. This was a fun episode.
Yeah.
We talked about flies being covered. I told a joke at the show this week. I'm gonna work it out on you and see what you think. My joke. Okay. So, you know, it was Halloween this past week, right? Did you dress up for Halloween, Kyle?
No.
It's crowd participation joke.
Yeah.
Did you
I did not. Do I need to dress up? Yes, no. I did.
No, no. Yeah. But I was like, I was looking at people's costumes on, you know, Facebook and shit, and one really popular costume was girls dressed as Alice wrapped in chains. Hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I commented, you know, I was like, this doesn't make you Alice in Chains. Doing heroin and singing The Rooster Does.
It's pretty good. I liked it.
Yeah. You said, hold up. Oh, yeah, there's a tag on it. Yeah. If I'm performing in Akron, I could be like, well, it's Akron, so I saw both. Thank you guys for coming. This was a fun episode. 216. Let's have a good day.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.